Never ever did Crusoe bother me with his nonsense about the devil anymore. And whenever he got in a fierce mood, we'd agree that the gods and prophets of the Middle East, or of the North for that matter, were no better than those of the middle and the south of this planet. For it goes without saying, we had our prophets or gurus too. Why then the story of Crusoe's life tells of my conversion to his religion? How could it have been the other way around? Had Crusoe written down that it was I, Benamac McCool, who'd shown him the silliness of his demonical ideas and cured him from his theist arrogance, this true God phraseology, he'd never have held the limelight in the first place. On his return to England in 87, he fell back into his former beliefs and customs due to social pressures and because it would earn him money. Only reborn as a bedeviled and begotted Christian was he able to publish his book and to become famous, otherwise no one would ever have heard of him. And of me. Maybe that would have been better, for it's certainly no unqualified pleasure, madam, to be the object of a false, shuffling, prevaricating rascal, unfit to give his testimony in a court of justice, as my master was described by another friend of his, long before I myself became fully aware of the existence of our own culture and the significance of my own thoughts. The story of him converting me in The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe is as egregious a lie as that of my death in The Father Adventures of Robinson Crusoe. As you can see with your own eyes, madam, I'm still hale and hearty.